progress.
All right, I'd like to call the Candia Planning Board meeting of February 21st, 2024 in session at 6:30 p.m. Would you all please rise and join me in pledge allegiance to the flag?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Attendance, Rudy, Mark's not here, Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Here.
Kevin?
We're here.
And Scott's not here. And
Tim's not here.
Mike's not here, and Mike A., Linda Carroll, and Tim have been excused. We only have a couple things tonight. One of them is the Villages at Candia Crossing, review of the updated Housing Association documentation. There was a little bit of a mix-up on that. There was two documents that were submitted by the board to us. One of them was the declaration for the association, and the other one was Appendix C, which was actually part of the declaration, but it was submitted as a separate document. The first one was looked at by a lawyer, went over everything, had just basically one comment. There was a couple of minor changes that were made. But the second one didn't get reviewed. We sat down with the president, vice president of the board, and tried to get everything all straightened out. So we finally got everything straightened out, figured out where everything was. That there was just some papers coming around that really weren't germane to the whole process. I reviewed the bylaws, and there was nothing in there that looked really applicable to what the planning board needed to be concerned with. I had Amy talk to Mike Courtney. I sent him an email, and Mike was pretty much of the same opinion, that it really didn't have stuff that was applicable to planning board issues that we'd have to worry about. So he didn't feel that he had to go through and review it all. So basically, what we need to do is just to have a vote to approve the declaration and the bylaws of the Village at Candia Crossings condominium, and we can sign on off, and they'll be all set with their documentation that they need for their lawyer, and they can move forward. So, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion, and to the words of that effect that you just said.
So to approve the amended and restated declaration and bylaws of the Candia Village at Candia Crossings condominium.
Yes.
Good.
I will second that.
Second? Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. Rudy, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. I'll sign them now, and you can take a copy of it. We'll keep a copy. There. One of the things that you'll have to do, though, is there's a page two that basically just says that you accept the notice of decision the way that it was submitted.
I'll get that back to you as soon as I get the signatures on.
Sure, that's fine.
And do I send it to Amy?
What's today, the 22nd? 21st?
21st, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep, 21st. It'll be on her agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your hard work.
Yeah, I appreciate your patience in that. I know it hasn't been as smooth as we wanted to, but
we are so glad to be able to move on. So.
Yes.
We'll
know how to do it next time.
No, don't do it again. On the second page, if you just sign that and send a copy or drop a copy off to Amy, then we can put it in the file. Yeah,
this was all new for us. You know, I don't think anybody, I mean, people have lived in condos in our community, but, I don't think anybody has handled this transition. So,
would it be best if the president signed it?
It could be the president. That'd be fine.
Or I could sign
Whoever is the appropriate person that you have in your documentation.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, the documents, I thought the documents came out really, really good, that they simplified a lot of things and condensed a lot.
They have made it possible for us to actually govern and answer questions. The original document was developed for the declarant, who was the developer, the builder. So right. We and had to move beyond them.
And I think it'll help us if anything comes up again where we have to look at some of the condominium documents that you know we've got
send them
this
to
behind us.
we charge by the hour.
There you go.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. Goodbye. Thank you. Did you make 3 copies or just 2, Amy?
I made 3.
Okay, I'll sign all 3 of them. Okay. So those are all set.
Want me to give them to
you? Sure.
There you go.
Let's see. Approval, Nate's not here. He's going to be coming in March 20th.
Okay.
We're going to set the public hearing for that. In the HOP updates, I believe that Cam is going to be back from maternity leave Friday, next Monday, something like that anyways. So there hasn't been too much action. There was concern that Carla Penfield had about paying the $64 for the insert into the town report.
Okay.
There was some question on whether and how we could get the money out of the HOP grant. Amy and I met with Kim, our the accounting person here, and she figured out how it's supposed to work because it was a grant. Because the concern was if we take it out of our budget, then it doesn't get put back in our budget when we get reimbursed from the town, which created kind of like a very big concern on my part, because if we get a bill for $10,000 from Southern New Hampshire Planning and we take it out of our budget, we don't have $10,000 in our budget for anything else. So what happens is it's accounted for in grants on, I believe what, Brian, you can correct me, is on an off book or some,
off,
I forgot.
Off budget
accounting that is used for grants, so that you can take, you have the account and you like basically put that in there and say like, okay, $64 is going to come out of here. So the budget shows a negative $64. Then you submit the reimbursement for
the way the DRA wants it.
That's right. Yeah. So then you get that money and a reimbursement and it goes back into there. So basically it negates everything.
Yeah.
So it balances out to zero.
Yeah.
So Kim was great help on that.
Good.
I thought. So we're all set for any grants that we have.
So she's pretty sharp.
Yeah, she is. She is very, very good. The only other thing we have on here is Foster Farms, just so that I know it was informally discussed, but the applicant has filed a motion to reconsider with the Housing Appeals Board.
I'm surprised.
And that was done last week. And as you all got a copy of the motion to reconsider, and Tim or Attorney Sullivan had said that we didn't really need to submit an objection, but he said it would be in our best interest if we did. So that had to be done within 5 days. So that's why it was never discussed on the board, because it was a matter of timing to get that out. And I didn't want to call a special meeting. So I told Tim, yeah, go ahead and file the objection. So
that sounds reasonable.
So that's back on our
our list of our
agenda,
yeah.
And we'll see how that goes.
So they did not appeal to the Supreme Court. They went to rehear it.
Correct. They requested a rehearing, a reconsideration, I believe is exactly what it was, which it seemed to me that if you read the objection that Attorney Sullivan had put in there, it seems to me that there was some kind of procedural things that were involved.
They were out of time.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Right. So that was, I think, one of the reasons why he wanted to do the objection to protect our interests in the whole procedures. So we'll see if that gets rescheduled, and see what the Housing Appeals Board says on that. Okay. Approval of the minutes. We can do that. We have a quorum.
Sure. I have just two little items.
Okay.
They're real simple. Line 42. When they blonde up their dead. How about T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E? They are dead. And line 143. Lawyers, it's probably a singular lawyer. It's the lawyer's job.
143?
Yeah, 143.
Okay.
So lawyers, apostrophe S, not S apostrophe. But content-wise, the minutes looked great.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
If those little things jump out at me.
Anything else?
No.
Motion to accept the minutes
motion to accept the minutes as amended.
Second?
Second.
Seconded by Judy. Any discussion? Judy, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anybody have anything else?
No.
Good.
Yeah. This is like...
That could be a record.
12 minutes.
Did you
and leave, we discussed a
did
lot.
Did you leave your car running?
No.
At least it
would
cool off.
I could have.
Yeah.
I could have. Well, this is like, yeah, amazing. And look, we did cover a lot in those 12 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The well, housing I know, and was, thing and...
And, you know, I debated on whether to have the meeting, but I figured that there was... At least those two things were probably very important for us to do, especially this.
Oh, they're probably
take care
yes.
of the
right.
condominium association.
We've been working on that for a long time.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I appreciate everybody who came. We
and
made
I
it. We had a quiet
quorum. Appreciate. Yeah, short meeting.
And
yes. And what?
Motion.
And a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Oh, we hadn't done that.
I'll second that.
I was already out the door.
Rudy, yes. Mark, I mean Brian.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
And Kevin. All right.
We're the done.